Welcome to the How to Be a Minimalist podcast. My name is Katie, and I'm your host. Thanks for being here, and I hope you enjoy the show today. Don't forget to check out the links in the details of this podcast episode. You'll find all of the information to various things that I talk about, as well as my YouTube channel, my books, and Patreon, in case you want to become a supporter. And to my patrons, thanks for keeping the show on the road. This is episode number 86, Things I Don't Keep Anymore. Hey there, minimalists. Happy Independence Day if you are in the United States, or if you are elsewhere and like to celebrate Independence Day. I have been thinking about freedom a lot the last few days. I have Cherokee ancestors that walked the Trail of Tears. I have Mormon ancestors that were just brutally forced from their homes and became pioneers. And my great-grandmother's family was Jewish in Russia. They fled to England, and then she married an American soldier and moved to the United States with her husband and was disowned because he was of the Mormon faith. And they had 8 kids together. She ended up raising those 8 kids alone when her husband died in his 40s. I think so much about where I've come from, the lack of freedoms that my ancestors had, and it absolutely makes me grateful for mine. And it helps me to understand and appreciate where I've come from and to not take my freedoms for granted. Absolutely. So I'm very grateful for Independence Day. It makes me think about a lot of different things, and not just the independence of my country, but also the freedoms that it has brought to me personally, where so many of my ancestors did not have those freedoms. Independence Day is the day before this podcast episode comes out, but I just felt like sharing a little bit. For my personal update, I have been stretching and running and walking. I've been doing the knees over toes program as much as I can. We're visiting with family. There's no schedule. I'm forgetting what day of the week it is. It's really fun and it's very pleasant to be able to spend so much time with family, but it can be challenging in those aspects. I was able to film something. I think I'm done and I'm halfway through the editing process. I haven't put anything out on my YouTube channel in a while, and that's been something that I've been wanting to do and just haven't been able to get into the swing of again. I was doing so well for a while there and it just all got off track, but I am happy that I got something going, and I'm also happy, as far as my goals go, that I'm just keeping up on this podcast. I feel like the last couple of months have been really stressful in a lot of ways, and it reminds me of when we got the electrical done on our last house. It was challenging finding someone to come in and take care of it. It was a long process. There was a lot of waiting time. It took longer than we thought it would. It cost more money than we thought it would. And there are just so many things that were involved in that project of getting that electrical taken care of that nobody could really see except for the inset lighting that we ended up getting out of it. Nobody could see all the other stuff. There just happened to be a few nice lights put in, and that was great. But that was really not the hardest part. All of the hard parts were behind the scenes, and they were costly, time consuming, and just not something that most people would appreciate unless they knew what was going on. So I feel like that's kind of what my life is like right now. I don't have much to share. There is a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that is working toward my ultimate goals. Some of my goals I'm seeing are shifting and changing, and I will address that at some point, but there have been some turns of events that I just, you know, it's just things are a little different now. So all really positive things and really great, just not stuff that anyone can really see at this point. So I kind of feel like a broken record when I'm like, I'm still eating healthy, still running, still walking for my personal update. But I will have more to share at some point for my goals for 2021. But at this moment, I just am not ready to share yet. So we'll be talking about that more in the future. For now, though, I want to get into the main segment of this podcast episode, which is talking about stuff that I don't keep anymore. I have lots of episodes on things I don't buy anymore and things like that, but I wanted to talk about things that I just don't keep around anymore. So these are some things that may come into my home, but there are things that I don't keep around that I used to. The first one on the list is DVD cases. Now, we don't buy very many DVDs anymore, but my kids have been enjoying using the DVD player that we have built into our TV and watching the DVDs that we have. What we have for DVD storage is one of those, it's kind of like a looks like a binder almost, and it just allows you to put CDs or DVDs into those little plastic slot thingies. Wasn't that a fantastic description? Anyway, so it's got all the little fabric pages that hold the DVDs in it. So that's what we have. And when a DVD comes in, we find a spot for the DVD in that big case that holds, like, I don't know, 100 DVDs or something like that. And we just usually let go of the case. My son and daughter really wanted, I think it was Ninjago or something like that. We used to have it and it got super scratched up. Somebody didn't put it away and it got really, really beat up. So we tossed that one and I found it on sale, purchased the new one to replace it. The kids have been asking for it for about a year. I figured, okay, this is a time when it would be okay to replace what we already had. And the kids really do. They enjoy it a lot. So they got that and my son was pumped about that DVD case that the DVD came in. It was so funny. He asked if he could open it and if he could hold the little catalog that comes with it. He was looking at all the stuff. That little DVD case was so novel to him because we've gotten rid of all of them that we had before. I thought it was actually kind of funny. I haven't ripped that Band-Aid off yet, and I think that DVD case is still hanging around, but it's going to go. Generally speaking, all of those go. I think I have saved two that we use when we loan out DVDs, and sometimes we also transport them, and it's just a nice way to keep it. So I have two that I've kept for that purpose, but the rest just go in that big fabric bag. I've considered sometimes should we just let go of these and only use digital things, but we've invested in these. Many of them are well cared for and in good condition, and I don't really see the purpose of getting rid of them when they take up so little space. The next thing that I don't keep anymore are cards, so birthday cards or thank you cards or things like that. I do have a special place for really personal cards, but most of them are just, signed, maybe have a little line on there or whatever. And I display those and I enjoy them for a week or so. And then I'll read them a couple times and think about the person that's given it to me and all of that. I want to enjoy their thoughtfulness, of course. But after that, I let it go. I used to keep every single card that I ever got. When I began practicing minimalism, I went through all of those cards and I selected a few that were from my grandparents, very personal cards, and a few that had pictures of the person that had given them to me or my family or whatever. They had some significant value to them. I saved some of those and I let go of the rest. It was a little bit hard because I had so many. But what was I doing with them? I wasn't doing anything with them. I was not honoring that person by holding on to their card that they'd sent to me and signed their name on. It was not serving anyone for me to keep those for so long and in so much quantity. I actually really prefer the way I do things now, where I take the time to look at the card and enjoy it. I'm more mindful because I know I'm going to let it go, and it makes me more aware of the person and I'm more thoughtful and grateful for them for sending that to me before I let it go. So it actually holds more value for me this way. I would say that I'm actually a very sentimental person. I have a hard time letting go of things where I know that someone's been really thinking about me, because that is so special to me. I think it's important to all of us. Everyone wants to feel loved. And so those little cards, even though it might just be a little piece of cardstock folded in half, it means someone was thinking about you. And the thoughtfulness is something everyone can appreciate when it's coming from a place of love. So that is pretty difficult. And I think everyone has to deal with those kinds of sentimental items really differently. I haven't addressed how to get rid of sentimental things because I don't really know what my thoughts are on it. I feel like it's such a personal thing. I feel like it's something that I shouldn't really talk about it, because who am I to tell you what should be sentimentally important to you or not? I just like to talk about finding the value in your life. So hopefully this podcast helps you to find more positive value in your activities, your possessions. I hope that there's more positive value in your life than negative value in your life for listening to this podcast. That's what I would hope. But I do know that that is something that I have kind of avoided or not really touched. I don't know that I've avoided it, but it's something I haven't touched. And it's because of that reason, it's really hard for me to decipher my own feelings about things that I'm sentimental about, let alone tell other people how they should deal with their sentimental items. I would say as far as the cards go, though, finding a great way to really appreciate those cards that you might get and then letting them go if that's your ultimate plan, or just keeping what is most important to you, things like that, making sure you're saving the really personal things, or if you have a really hard time parting with them, maybe there's a way to display a card in your home, or you could even have a picture frame that has like 5 or 10 cards in it and you just shuffle them around every once in a while. There are a lot of ways to be creative about enjoying those thoughtful acts without having an abundance of cards or having them all stuck in a box that you never look at and that, you know, it's ultimately cluttering up your life. The next type of item that I don't keep anymore would be uncomfortable clothing. I would say that my closet is very minimalistic. I don't keep a lot of clothing at all. I'm really glad that several years ago I recognized that there were lots of different types of uncomfortable clothes in my closet, or clothes that made me uncomfortable in my closet. And I just got rid of all the stuff that I didn't want anymore, the things that were adding a lot of negative value to my life. Some of those clothing items made me feel uncomfortable emotionally. Some of them made me feel uncomfortable physically. There were just so many different things. And I'm glad that I recognized that and got rid of the stuff that made me feel uncomfortable. I think that out of guilt, I forced myself to wear some of those things because I wouldn't just keep it. I would force myself to wear it if it fit me, you know? And I don't know why I did that to myself for so long. But stepping away from that has not only been nice as far as space goes and giving me a lot more space in my closet, but it has been emotionally a really healthy thing, in my opinion. I don't want to be wasteful, so I'm very selective about the things that I bring in. I make sure that I actually need a new shirt before I go and get a new shirt, and I am mindful that it fits really well, and I try to make sure that it's something that I am going to enjoy wearing. I also do my best to donate clothing that I don't want to wear anymore, and I generally have things that are in good condition, so I know that probably if I can get to the right hands, someone will enjoy it. Along somewhat similar lines, as far as guilt goes, I no longer keep projects that I'm not interested in anymore. I used to keep a lot of things out of guilt, and I used to keep projects around a lot longer than I was interested in them for. Because of the guilt, I felt like I should finish that project. I spent money on it. I felt like it was supposed to be something that the type of person that I wanted to be would do. So I wanted to make sure I did that project so that I could be the kind of person that I wanted to be. And honestly, it just was so difficult to keep that stuff around. It made me feel guilty. It made me feel guilty for having it, taking up the space with it. So I felt like if I did the project, then I could justify having that item or those items and taking up space and the money and all that sort of thing. It's just weird how that can be turned so quickly into guilt. Just having something that you would like to be a hobby and or a project that you would like to work on and not completing it. I used to think that that was kind of just a me thing, but it's not. I've heard from so many people and I've seen it on so many YouTube channels and other podcasts on minimalism and organizing. It's not. It's a real thing. People feel guilty for having projects that they just don't finish. My big question is, why do I have to feel guilty? Just because something didn't work out the way I thought that it would. Look at your whole life. What has worked out the way you thought it would? Not much. Why would a project be so special that it's different? Now, obviously, making time and putting effort into finishing things is something I value. That's what my personal update is about, working on my goals and that sort of thing. But I'm tired of holding on to the guilt or holding on to a goal, a project, something that I'm trying to accomplish, whatever you want to call it, just because of guilt. I want to do things because I feel that it will add value to my life and turn me into a better person than I am today. I want to keep on working on things. I want to keep around things that will help me on that path to becoming a better person and having better character and all of that sort of thing. But guilt for not finishing these projects does not serve me at all. Sometimes letting go of these projects is letting go of that guilt, and it makes me feel better able to focus on the projects that are really important to me. And it makes more space and resources available to those projects that are actually important to me. I find myself being a lot more selective about what I involve myself in, as well as letting go of the things that I'm not interested in anymore. The last category that I want to talk about is a little different. I don't keep things that used to be a part of my identity. This one is tricky. I guess I should explain that a little bit. I guess what I'm talking about here would be items that are a part of our past or who we were. Maybe you have several softball team t-shirts that you want to keep. Or maybe you have a whole bag of ballet clothes that you used to wear or whatever. There is a point where keeping some of these things for sentimental reasons is reasonable. I really feel that some of these things can be kept. However, sometimes we build our personalities and our characters and feel entrapped by the things of the past. We feel like we have to keep them or else we are not that person anymore. These items can remind us of those great moments of our lives. And they're like anchors to us. They keep us anchored into who we were and help us to be who we are right now. We shouldn't forget those things. It's great. You know, it's so much fun to think about the time when I took a soccer ball and got knocked out. I did that for the team against like the head player of the league, and our team was just this little sad team. I took a soccer ball to the gut. I jumped up and I got that thing, and I woke up on the ground. Like, that was fun. It's something I remember. Do I need to keep my cleats and my shin guards and my shorts and my team t-shirt? No, I don't need to do that. Those are little tiny moments of our lives that may sound silly and insignificant, but really those are things that build our character. It's absolutely okay to feel anchored to those experiences, and the items that go with those experiences are the things that we think keep us there, but it's really the experience. It's not the t-shirt from soccer. We really don't need to keep everything. It's hard to decipher what is okay to keep sentimentally and what would be overwhelming to us because we would have way too much and never appreciate any of it. My example for this category would be that I recently went through my college music stuff. So I was a music major and I had so much stuff. I kept all of my textbooks. I kept all of my workbooks. I kept all of my notes. I kept all of my stuff for a long, long time. I have narrowed it down over the years since graduating. And I did a big clean out a while back, but this last time that I went through, I realized I had so much stuff that I had been keeping, and I, you know, it was out of sight, out of mind, in a nice tidy box that I didn't feel like I had to go through really, but I found it just about a month ago, and I was so ready to let this stuff go. I kept a few things. I kept things that were personal copies of pieces that I'd played and a few books that were really important to me and things that I will use again and stuff like that. But for the most part, I was so ready to let go of things that were like choir music. I got rid of a massive stack of choir music. I sung in a choir. I loved it. I worked really hard to get into to an upper choir. I did my very best in those choirs, and I really enjoyed it. I loved being a part of that group. I also opted to take choir conducting instead of orchestra conducting in my coursework, and I had a really fun time doing that. So some of my music was from those experiences as well. I loved that whole choir thing so much. It was just fun to be a part of a group that made beautiful sounds. My little moment of understanding came, though, when I realized that getting rid of this music did not take that experience away. It just made more space amongst my things, and it allowed me to not have so much to worry about and think about and care for. And the next time I go through my little box, I won't have to worry about any of that stuff. And the things that are there will be things that I don't think I will let go of. Although, of course, I'm open to the possibility that I will find more things that I have attached to my identity anchors, my personal anchors, and they are probably possessions that I'll be ready to let go of, but I now have a really much better understanding that that doesn't change my character, it doesn't change my experiences, it doesn't change who I am just because I let go of some choir music. It's kind of difficult to come to that point, though. It's taken me a really long time. But I'm glad that I let go of some of that stuff. I really didn't want it anymore. And also, I feel so much more positive about those experiences because now I'm not dragging stuff around that I don't want. That was starting to weigh on me too. My minimalist challenge would be to take a moment to recognize an area or a type of item that you don't keep anymore and celebrate that. We all have things that we're working on. Even if you think it's the smallest thing, it is one small thing at a time and it's very cyclical. So like I've gone back to that music box many times, you will find, I'm sure, as most people do, that you return to your items and continue sorting and whittling down until you have what you would consider to be essentials for an abundant life. You absolutely should celebrate your wins, though. Take a moment to appreciate that you have things that are not in your life that allow you more space and less cleaning time, less mental capacity, and all of that stuff that's freed you up for a more positive experience. Hey, thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If you have enjoyed it, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. I don't think you can leave reviews elsewhere. You can also subscribe to my YouTube channel. I will be getting out a video in the next little while. I am still in this phase, like I said a little bit earlier. I'm just trying to get that sort of background stuff done. I'm doing the electrical right now and nobody can really see or appreciate it. Good luck on your journey with minimalism, and remember, it's all about the experiences, not the stuff.